Hello and welcome. You are listening to the Ecom Sales Tax Podcast. In this podcast, our number one goal is to ease your mind of all the stress that sales tax can bring to you as an e-commerce seller. Our episodes contain the questions that have been posed to us by business owners and other individuals doing business in various states in the U.S., and we will help clear up the confusing, contradicting information you might find online and give you a clear path forward. Hello and welcome to the Ecom Sales Tax Podcast. My name is Ryan Johnson and I'm your host. Today, I kind of thought that I would talk a little bit about marketplace facilitator states and also talk about what those laws mean, what your requirements still are, and kind of what, you know, the trends look like for this year. Now, there are quite a few states that have these marketplace facilitator laws. And so what that means, what a marketplace facilitator law consists of, is they are requiring the marketplace facilitator. Let me back up just for a second, and let's define what a marketplace facilitator is. So a marketplace facilitator is a platform where third-party sellers can sell their goods. And more often than not, a marketplace facilitator can fulfill those orders for you as for the third party seller as well. And some examples of some marketplace facilitators at Amazon, you've got eBay, you've got Etsy, you've got Poshmark, you've got Printful, print on demand, those types of things. Those could be marketplace facilitators. You've got to be aware of whether or not you are using a marketplace facilitator. Things like if you're using ClickFunnels or you're using places where you can create funnels or landing pages or your own website, those are not marketplace facilitators. They may make it easy for you to create a market on your website to where you can take orders and sell your things. That is not a marketplace facilitator. You are simply, you have your own website essentially, and you're selling on your own platform. So to continue on, marketplace facilitator laws, they kind of have the same wording in the states where they have them, is any marketplace facilitator is required to collect the sales tax and remit the sales tax on their seller's behalf. So they will take the sales tax, they will collect it, whether or not you opt in to collect the sales tax, they will collect it automatically. They will take that, and then on your behalf, they will give that tax to the state. And it is no longer your responsibility to become registered. And that sounds amazing. And we're kind of seeing a trend going towards the marketplace facilitator tax laws. I think we're looking between 10 to a dozen different states. I don't have enough time to go through all the states, but you can get a hold of me. I've left my information in the description, the show notes down below. So get a hold of me and we can help you to discover whether or not you are in a marketplace facilitator state and whether or not you need to get registered there. And it's awesome, especially for small sellers. It is great. I talked to a couple of people who are selling strictly on Etsy and strictly on Poshmark. And something that I recently learned was Etsy and Poshmark, no matter what state you're in, they collect the sales tax and they remit the sales tax on your behalf, whether or not there's a law there to get that responsibility, because for them, it would be more expensive for Poshmark and Etsy, be more expensive for them to develop a system that makes their platform robust enough to collect the tax everywhere for each individual company. And so they figured it'd just be easier to have to instruct their sellers on how to set it up correctly, make sure they're doing well, to save time, money, effort, and be more efficient. They decided just to collect it and remit it themselves on behalf of their customers. Now, for some, it actually makes it a little more complicated, especially when you start doing business on multiple platforms. So if you're doing business on Etsy, Poshmark, Amazon, eBay, you have your own website, maybe you've got your own brick and mortar store, all those things become much, it makes it much more complicated, especially now that you got marketplace facilitator laws and a couple of these marketplace facilitators and the tax for you. So now what do you do with that? What do you do with that, the tax that you have to remit it? How do you report it correctly? You have to report all the sales that you made to the state. And then you take all those sales, you minus sales from other states, and then you're left with the tax due. But what happens if, let's say you're in Texas, and in Texas you have sales from Amazon, you have sales from eBay, you've got sales from Poshmark, eBay or Etsy. And that's kind of where you have a store and a warehouse. So now you've got to take all that information and get all the reports from all those different states and put it into one on one return. And sometimes on some returns, there's nowhere to even report where tax has been remitted by other marketplace facilitators. And so all of a sudden, getting phone calls from and letters from the state saying, hey, you know, your return's wrong, but it's not, you just don't, it's complicated. So yeah, the trend is it's going that direction. But as of now, not all states do it. I don't think we're at a half yet. And if you're selling on multiple platforms, that's something that definitely needs to be looked at. Another thing I wanted to point out was verbiage in Amazon. I get this question and comment all the time, is Amazon collects tax from me everywhere. And they're automatically assuming that they're also remitting it, because in dozens or so states that where they do have the marketplace facilitator laws, yeah, that's what they're doing. But not in all states. And so you have to recognize that, yeah, Amazon has the ability to collect the sales tax in every single state. But in the majority of them, you have to specify to Amazon in your tax settings that you want to collect the tax. You got to turn it on. And then you got to know when to turn it on. You need to be registered there before you turn on, because you don't want to collect the tax before you register. That could be cause some big issues. And another complexity is, despite these marketplace facilitators allowing third-party sellers not to have to register and not remit the tax, there are some states, if you have physical nexus, or if you're located in the state of Washington, for example, you still have to get registered, despite if your marketplace facilitator remits the sales tax for you, because in Washington, there's a business and occupation tax. It's really an excise tax. And so you still owe that out of your own pocket. That's not sales tax. And so you have to register there. And so there's a section where it says where you record the sales tax remitted for you, and you have to deduct that, and you still owe taxes. So beware of that, or you could really get kicked in the butt later on. So just some things I want to go over. If you guys have any questions, or you are wondering whether or not you should get registered, and whether or not you have physical or economic nexus in any state, to discuss what the marketplace facilitator states are, and whether or not you're located there, whether or not you should get registered, find my information up above, fill out that form, we'll get you scheduled for a free consultation, we'll get you looked at, make sure that everything looks good, and we hope to talk to you guys at a later time.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Ecom Sales Tax Podcast. If you have any additional questions about today's episode, or you just need some help, you can find my contact information down below. Connect with us at SalesTaxForOnlineSellers.com, and don't forget to find us on Facebook. We post new content every week.